This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of May 2026. Essence, sweet children, follow Srimat and make everyone happy. You have been making everyone unhappy by following devilish dictates. Now give happiness and receive happiness. Question. By understanding which secret do wise children make effort to claim a high status? Answer. They understand that this is a play about happiness and sorrow, victory and defeat. The play of happiness will now continue for half a cycle. There will not be any type of sorrow there. The new kingdom is now going to come. For that, the Father has left his supreme region and come here to teach his children. Now make effort and definitely claim a high status. Song. The world may change, but we will not change. Om Shanti. You sweetest children understood the meaning of that. There is no need to take the oath here. Souls have to have understanding. Because souls are tamo pradhan, they have become completely senseless. You children know how senseless you were and how sensible you have now become. Such things do not exist in other spiritual gatherings. They study the scriptures and the Ramayana, etc. They just listen with one ear and let it out through the other. There is no attainment there. They do a lot of tapasya, make donations and perform charity, etc. They continue to stumble around, but they have no attainment. No one in this world has happiness. The Father is now giving you full understanding. Only the one Father gives everyone peace and happiness. People are in complete darkness. People on the path of devotion continue to remember him. O remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness, bestower of salvation. Look at what is happening everywhere in the world. Everyone experiences sorrow. No human beings know who the Father is or what inheritance you receive from the Father. They don't know the unlimited Father at all. They continue to stumble around searching for peace. Who says that they want peace of mind? It is souls who say this. But people don't even know this much. They are body conscious. All the sages and holy men are unhappy and all of them want peace. Even sages and holy men have illnesses. There are accidents too. There is nothing but sorrow in this world. You have now become wise. The Father has explained. The play about the new world and the old world, happiness and sorrow is created in the drama. The Father has opened the locks on your intellects, whereas all other human beings have Godridge locks on their intellects. They have completely tamo pradhan intellects. You children know everything number-wise according to the efforts you make. You truly have found the unlimited Father. He is telling us the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, and how this play is created. When there is happiness, there is no mention of sorrow. It is in the intellects of you children that you are claiming your inheritance, peace, happiness, and prosperity from the Father. There won't be any sorrow from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Silver Age. You are now in the light. Each of you is making effort to claim a status higher than the next in your own kingdom. This is an unlimited school. The Unlimited Father is teaching you. You know that he is your most beloved Father, the one whose praise is limitless. That Highest on High Father is giving you Srimat. All other human beings continue to make one another unhappy by following devilish dictates. You have to make everyone happy by following Srimat. No one understands how we are actors in this drama. You children now understand that only the people of Bharat have all round parts in this drama. Previously, you didn't know anything at all. You now know everything about the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. You now have this true knowledge. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching us through this one. Baba is giving us all the knowledge of the three worlds. This is a forest of thorns. You children know that you are now changing from thorns into flowers, that is, from humans into deities. Here, everyone, young and old, continues to cause sorrow. Even a baby in the mother's womb causes her sorrow. This is a very dirty old world. No one knows this world cycle. No one knows where we came from, how many births we have taken, or where we have to go to. The Unlimited Father, that is the one Rama of all the Sitas, is that incorporeal one. All of you are Sitas, and the Father is the bridegroom. All of you are brides, devotees of the one bridegroom. All the Sitas are now trapped in Ravan's jail in the cottage of sorrow. All human beings of the world remember the one God. God is said to be the protector of all the devotees. All of you are now Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. You Brahmins know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. You definitely receive the inheritance from Baba. Shiv Baba is the creator of heaven. You can call it heaven or the divine kingdom. It is the kingdom of heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of heaven. You understand this now. When it was the golden age here, it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now the iron age. Because those poor helpless people are in extreme darkness, they don't know anything about it. Now, as it is the end of the iron age, destruction is just ahead. The one Rama is the bestower of salvation for all of you Sitas. All Sitas are now in degradation. However, people don't understand that they are in degradation. They only have the intoxication of their wealth. They say, we have so many properties, so much wealth, so many palaces. No one knows that this world of sorrow is going to change. Death is just standing in front of you. Everything is going to turn to dust. Everything you see in the old world is going to be destroyed. Full preparations are being made for destruction. This is the same Mahabharat war. It is the same God of the Gita. However, they have put the name of the child in the biography of the father. Shiv Baba is now teaching you Raja Yoga. The biggest mistake is that they have made God's name disappear. You children know that it is not a human being, sage or holy man, who is teaching us. Shiv Baba is teaching us. He is the father, the teacher, and the Sadguru. He is everything. You shouldn't forget this. The father says, all are my children. But he does not teach everyone. The father says, I have come once again to teach Raja Yoga to you people of Bharat. The people of Bharat were residents of heaven. They were like diamonds and have now become like shells. There is so much peacelessness in every home. Some say, Baba, I become angry and I have to discipline my children. I am concerned because I have donated the five vices to Shiv Baba. And so why am I doing this? The father explains, at this time, there is the eclipse of the five vices over everyone. When the evil spirit of body consciousness comes, all the other evil spirits also come. The father says, now become soul conscious. You have now received understanding. We were soul conscious even in the golden age. You understand that this body of the soul has now become old. I have now completed my lifespan. Therefore, I will shed this body and take a new one. When a snake's skin becomes old, it sheds that one and takes a new one. This is an example of the golden age. There, you shed your body in such a way that there is no question of sorrow. Here, there is so much sorrow. There is so much weeping and wailing. You children now know that these are old skins. You are not going to receive new skins here. Those are the last old shoes, and you are now tired of them. There you shed a body and take another one in great happiness. You understand these things. So many new ones come here, but they don't understand anything. They come here for 2 or 4 days to understand everything, and then they forget everything. Yes, if they listen to everything very carefully and experience happiness, they will come as subjects. Many subjects also have to be created. This is God's doorstep, Da, or home, Ga. You are sitting in God's home. The Supreme Soul has left his supreme region and is now sitting here in an ordinary body. There, souls reside with the Father. Here, Baba himself has come at the confluence age to purify the impure. He is called incorporeal Shiva. Souls call out to the incorporeal Father, O God the Father. People say without any understanding, O God the Father. Europeans call Lakshmi and Narayan a goddess and God. Who made them become like that? People say to the deity idols, "You are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full." What do they then say about themselves? They don't understand that they, the deities, were human beings who existed and ruled in Bharat. They go in front of the idols and sing their praise. They continue to call themselves degraded sinners. They even go to a Sri Krishna temple and sing his praise. They would not sing this praise about Shiva. His praise is separate. Generally, when they go to a Shiva temple, they ask for their aprons to be filled. Then they say that he drinks an intoxicating drink and eats poisonous flowers. How can there be intoxicating drinks or poisonous flowers there? They have no understanding at all. They continue to ask for everything. They want a husband. They want this, that, and the other. At Deepmala, they invoke Lakshmi. No one knows who she is. Does anyone have 8 or 10 arms? The four-armed image portrays the family path. They have named that image Vishnu. Lakshmi and Narayan live in the Golden Age. People don't understand that sustenance takes place through the two forms of Vishnu, Lakshmi and Narayan. They have even shown images of Lakshmi with four arms. Anyone who has four arms would also have children with four arms. They don't understand anything. You now understand that until Baba came, even you didn't know anything. You now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. The Father comes and purifies the impure world. People call out, "O purifier, come." How can God come? How would he come and purify the impure? The Father says, "I created that deity, self-sovereignty, 5,000 years ago. Previously, your intellects had no understanding at all of how you took 84 births. Even this Brahma didn't know anything. He continued to worship Radha and Krishna and Lakshmi and Narayan. But he didn't know that Radha and Krishna become Lakshmi and Narayan after their marriage. This is why it is said, Princess Radha and Prince Sri Krishna. After their marriage, they become the Empress and Emperor. This one who is becoming that didn't know it himself. Although someone may have visions, he doesn't understand anything. I still grant visions to devotees to fulfill their desires for a temporary period. There is no question of trance or visions here. The Father explains, if Maya appears in your visions, your status would then be destroyed. Many come and ask for a vision of Shiva Baba. It has been explained to you how tiny fireflies are. They can at least be seen with the eyes, A soul is an even tinier point than that. As is a soul, so is the form of the Supreme Soul. Even if you did have a vision, it would just be of a tiny point. It is just a tiny point that resides in the center of the forehead. Even if they did have a vision of a soul, they wouldn't understand anything. You children know that you are the children of Shiv Baba. All you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are claiming your inheritance from Shiv Baba. This is our aim and objective. You are students. You say that you have come to study easy Raja Yoga with the Father. This is your aim and objective. You children should not forget this. On the path of devotion, devotees keep pictures of the deities with them. Therefore, you too should keep a picture of the Trimurti in your pocket. We are becoming Lakshmi and Narayan through Shiv Baba. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Bodharana 1. Having donated the vices to Shiv Baba, never take them back. Protect yourself from the evil spirit of body consciousness. All other evil spirits come through this evil spirit. Therefore, practice remaining soul conscious. 2. Don't have any desire to go into trance or have visions. Make effort while keeping your aim and objective in front of you. Give everyone happiness by following Srimad. Blessing. May you be a karma yogi who always carries out constructive work in the service you do while being aware of Karavanha, the one who inspires actions. Transform any act with the stage of a karma yogi. You are not someone who just acts, but you are a karma yogi. Karma means a relationship, and yoga means for the sake of God. And so let there be a balance of the two. While looking after the livelihood of your body, do not forget the livelihood of yourself, a soul. Whatever act you perform, let it be for godly service. For this, always remember the saying about being an instrument for service and remain aware of being Karanha, the one who acts. When you do not forget Karavanha, you will continue to be constructive in the service you do. Slogan. The reason for obstacles in service, relationships, and connections is old sanskars, and so have disinterest in those sanskars. Avyak signal. Constantly experience an unshakable immovable and constant stage. The most elevated throne to be seated on is Bapdada's heart throne. However, before sitting on this throne, you need the throne of a stage that is unshakable, immovable, and constant. You can only remain stable on the throne of a constant stage when you have the practice of remaining seated on your immortal throne. Just as those Tapasvis always sit on a seat, similarly, you should remain stable on the throne of a constant stage of a soul. Do not leave this seat, and only then will you receive the throne. Om Shanti.